This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
.542 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm glad you're with us tonight. I'm Will Stevenson. The annual Galesburg Veterans Day Parade's coming up in a couple of weeks. One of the great things about our community is how we, in a number of ways, honor our veterans. And, of course, as much as I joke that Galesburg has a parade for everything, it seems like a Veterans Day Parade is an important one to have. And the last couple of parades have been organized by Ryan Hummel, who joins me in studio. Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me tonight.
Let me have you get a little bit closer to that microphone there.
No problem. Good. How's that?
Oh, you sound like a radio personality now. I'm kidding, but glad to have you here. I know we've talked before, but for folks who don't know, you're a veteran, and that's part of what spurred you to keep this tradition going, right?
That is true. I started helping with the Veterans Day Parade probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I've been coordinating it and running it from the startup for at least the last 10 years now.
Were you concerned? I know when you kind of took it over that I imagine there must have been a concern that if nobody took it over, it might not happen anymore.
Well, it was crazy when it started. Yeah. You know, shortly after 9/11, Mike Allen and Larry Anderson
realized
Galesburg didn't have a Veterans Day Parade, and that's one of those that you would think every town had, and they didn't, and they threw one together in no time, and the turnout's always been great.
Yeah.
And I would just help with the lineup and the running around at the beginning, then I started taking on bigger roles each year.
And now look at you, right?
Here I go.
that's one of those things that I'm glad to see that, and having been my brain just stopped there for a second. Uh-huh. Having been to the parade the last number of years, I know the turnout's probably been great, and you know, there are probably, like any community, things that divide us here in Galesburg, but the thing that always seems to bring us together is support for our troops.
That's very true. All the years that that I was in, you really can't even go to lunch in this town in uniform and not have someone trying to buy your meal or,
yeah,
you know, thanking you the way, you know, just saying thank you for your service as you're walking by. But it's always been a very patriotic and supportive community.
Yeah, it certainly has, and I never fully really understood or appreciated that until we started in our news department those years ago covering when you guys, went off to war, and especially when you would come back home, and even in some of the sadder times of some of the funerals of local soldiers and things. But that's got to do your heart good.
It's a very humbling feeling. There's a generic commercial of soldiers walking through an airport, and the whole airport erupts with clapping and applause, and the soldiers are coming home off a plane and walking through with their bags, and that really happens. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, what some previous generations with our Vietnam vets faced coming home, they made sure to
make sure
pave
that
the
that,
way that never happened again.
Exactly.
And, you know, there'll be color guards waiting for you. The police will line the streets. The fire department's up on overpasses, and you have a mile-long convoy going on the road when a unit returns home from a deployment, and it's really rolling out the red carpet.
You know, and I think in some ways, the one place I think of where that's really obvious anymore is with the honor flights and how people come out, you know, at the crack of dawn and very late at night to either see our veterans off or welcome them home. And I think that's probably the one place that I can think of now that it's getting into that generation of veterans that I think we're starting to kind of right those past wrongs as to how we treated the Vietnam veterans.
You know, it definitely does. You saw a lot of World War II vets and Korean War vets getting the honor flights, but then you do the math and you go, wow, even our Vietnam veterans are in their 60s and more, and
yeah.
Those honor flights are a great thing for them. They can be a healing process. They can, you know, they can do wonders. And you, like you said, day or night, rain or shine, the people are out there.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, so let's talk about our parade. It's a couple of Sundays away, right?
It is. It's going to be Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m. I'll be down at the intersection by Innkeepers on Seminary and Ferris from 1 o'clock on, lining it up, running around like a chicken with my head cut off, usually with my clipboard, and normal parade route up to Main Street, down Main, down Cherry Street, terminates at the courthouse with the ceremony to follow at the courthouse. And this year we're really honored. The Grand Marshal this year is Leland Chandler.
He is
World War II veteran and POW, which is, you know, very, just to talk to the man's amazing.
Yeah, I imagine when you went to him and talked to him about being Grand Marshal, how did he react?
He was very receptive. Yeah. Actually, Rich Veneto with the AMVETS, I had a person in mind for this year that I had seen in a news article a year before, and they passed recently. So then I'm like, oh, man, I need a Grand Marshal in a hurry. And he knew of this gentleman and introduced me to him, and it's just a great honor to meet him and talk to him. You know, fellow soldiers, you see ribbons and awards that people carry, and there's ones you don't want. And and the man was a POW, three Purple Hearts.
My goodness.
Served in the South Pacific before World War II, and then when Japan attacked, ended up fighting and was in Corregidor, and then a POW through the war. And his story is just amazing to tell, and I really hope the courthouse ceremony this year has a great turnout. People need to meet this man and hear his story.
The POWs, especially those who have been from this area, they've not always been willing to share their stories, and I think only recently, like with a lot of cases with other things, that they're starting to feel more comfortable about it, and maybe they're worried that, you know, history will go away when they pass on.
You know,
I don't know, but those are important stories to tell.
They are, and you know, the terrible thing of when people don't know history, it repeats itself. You hope it doesn't get to that.
Oh, sure.
But definitely, so many soldiers come home with external and internal wounds that, you know, they deal with. And some people are very willing and open to talk about it. You can just sit down with one, you know, soldier, sailor, airman, marine, and they'll talk your ear off. And other people, you never even knew they served. You might have had an aunt and uncle and grandma, grandpa, father, mother, and sometimes it's a total mystery that they were even in the service because they don't talk about it.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so participants in the parade, I imagine you have some lined up already, but I imagine you're looking for more.
You know, every year I've got an Excel spreadsheet on my computer, so between phone calls, text messages, emails, Facebook messages, every way of reaching out to people, I contact approximately 100 different organizations, whether it be high school bands, veteran groups, car clubs, and everything you can think of in between. We've already got locked in a good 60 different entrants.
That's
so
great.
The parade each year has bordered on 40 and 45 minutes. So we have a phenomenal parade every year. Mm-hmm. And I hear back from a lot of people last minute, usually the last week before the parade is utter chaos. But I do most of my calling and reaching out in September.
Yeah.
So to have that many locked in is really good.
So if a group, though, or entity does want to participate and they haven't been contacted by you already, how can they get a hold of you?
It's really easy. Okay. They can get a hold of me, like I say. My phone number is 309-368-9379, and they can find me on Facebook. They can phone. They can leave me a text message or a voicemail. My phone's off when I'm at work with the railroad, but I will get back with people.
You know, that's another thing too. You're spending all this time organizing this parade, and you work for the railroad, and you work ridiculous hours.
Oh, we don't have a schedule, so it just you work it in.
There you go.
And but I. myself being a veteran, you know, it's something I love doing and would never walk away from it. And I have people that help. We have a lot of people that help. I also, let me dig my phone out while we continue to talk. They also can reach out to Rich Vanetta. He helps out. He is a member of the AMVETS, and they can contact him as well.
Okay.
I have people get a hold of me all over the place. And one thing that amazes me is they're blown away. There's not an entry fee or anything.
And yeah.
I said, you know, we don't charge people to be in the Veterans Day Parade.
Yeah, why?
So Rich Vanetta, his phone number is 309-368-7386. And then contact him as well if they don't get through to me. We will get you into the parade. I've had people call me the night before or even the day of. I've had people just show up. I'm not going to turn you away.
All right. So the parade, again, November 10th, starts at 2 o'clock, takes usual route downtown, and then right after that is the ceremony on the courthouse lawn, right?
Yes, and that we weren't able to do for a number of years, so we're really happy to do that again. The Grand Marshal gets to speak, get their time behind the mic to tell their story or speak about Veterans Day. I don't give them a script. I don't even tell them what to talk about. Mm-hmm. And the mayor talks. We have Victoria Dowdall sings the national anthem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have the trumpet players from the Galesburg band play taps at the end. We have a chaplain do invocation and a benediction. It's a wonderful ceremony, and that turnout's important. It makes especially the Grand Marshal, I hope, makes them feel like people want to hear his story and see him.
Certainly. It sounds like a story that needs to be told. Again, as we mentioned, I'm out of time, but is there anything else you want folks to know about this year?
Rain or shine, it'll happen. So grab a coat and come on down.
There you go. All right. And as we were talking about earlier in the program with the weather, who knows what it's going to do, but the parade's still going to happen. All right. Ryan Hummel, organizer of the Galesburg Veterans Day Parade, thank you so much for your time and for coming in. Thanks for your service. Thanks for all you do for the community.
Thank you.
We've greatly appreciated it. And again, it's also on our community events page at WGIL.com, and it also links to the Facebook entry for the Veterans Day Parade, too.